Walk into the home of Richie Jean Jackson, and it's like entering a museum where someone still happens to live. Less than a block from Selma University, the large one-story house stretches far back from the street. From the furniture to the telephones, not much has changed inside the house since the 1960s.
This is the dining room of which it is the same as it was. I haven't even changed the chair bottoms. Everything is just the same.
Jackson is in her early 80s. And while her hair is partially white, the only other real sign of her age is the cane she carries around more than she uses. Her nails are painted red and she wears two or three rings on each hand and nearly a dozen bracelets on her wrists. They clatter as she talks using her hands. She moves room to room and shares stories about nearly everything she sees.
I kept everything the way that it was, sort of in purpose of a memory and what happened here for me or for my family. I could walk through here and say, Martin sat there, or Martin sat over there, or he ate from what was fixed in this kitchen. That's my memories that I want to keep hold.
Martin is Martin Luther King Jr. Jackson says the house long served as a gathering place for friends of her late husband, Dr. Sullivan Jackson. He was a dentist, and his friends were constantly dropping in to visit. Classmates from medical school, or jazz musicians he knew from the days he played to help pay for school. Jackson herself grew up with Martin Luther King Jr.'s wife, Coretta, as well as civil rights leaders Ralph Abernathy and his wife, Juanita. Dr. King started coming to the house in 1958, and by the time of the Selma movement, he'd made it his headquarters.
This is the living room, as you would call it. This is where he would hold his conferences. He would meet guests. This is where he would do it.
But it's in the kitchen where her favorite memories are. She still takes great delight in knowing how fond Dr. King was of her cooking.
He wanted the old-fashioned cooking. He liked his eggs fixed a special way, and I knew how to do them. He liked his eggs fried, flipped over, the white a little done, but the yellow running. That's the way he liked them. And I could give him two of those, and he would be tickled, because I got his eggs right.
During this time in Selma, King bestowed a unique title for her contribution to the movement.
He used to call me the movement's hostess. So it's just home. It's where I live. It's where I have spent all of this time. And I can sit down and think about Martin sitting in that chair, you know, and with his feet in the tub after a march, and the jokes that they used to tell sitting around the table when nobody else was in the house, nobody but myself and Martin and my husband and maybe Ralph. And when they took off the mantle of outside and brought on the mantle of home folk. Now that I enjoyed.
Throughout the Selma movement, the house buzzed with activity. Jackson herself preparing food, making beds, answering the phones, or dealing with many unannounced callers to see Dr. King, including a memorable late-night visit from John Doerr, an assistant attorney general for the Justice Department. In the years that followed, Richie Jean Jackson began working to preserve and share the memories of her home. She first wrote a book, The House by the Side of the Road, The Selma Civil Rights Movement, and last year, her house was added to Alabama's Historic Register of Places and is currently being considered by the National Historic Register of Places. Still, Jackson says, she still has one last wish for her home, recalling how one night she served dinner to the only two African-American Nobel Peace Prize winners, Dr. Ralph Bunche of Howard College and Dr. King. She now hopes to add one more name to that list.
One thing I want, and I could sit down and be perfectly content. I want President Obama to sit just for a second, to sit at that table. And I can go to my grave and say I had the three black Nobel Peace Prize winners sitting at my table. No other way can it ever happen. And that's all I want. That's what I want. And after that, I can sit here and rock.
For WBHM, I'm Will Dahlberg.